So, of course, the other major option in upfront therapy is the novel agent ibrutinib. Can you talk a little bit about what ibrutinib is, how it works, how well it works against the cancer, and what kinds of tolerability issues there are with it?
So ibrutinib is a BTK inhibitor, so it is part of the B cell receptor signaling cascade. So when B cells are activated through this mechanism going down through the B cell receptor, and BTK is one of the proteins in that cascade. So if you block that protein with this oral drug ibrutinib, you can turn off the growth and division of these cells. So it is, in general, a relatively well-tolerated drug in terms of, it's rare to see nausea. Sometimes you can see some diarrhea, but it's really quite well-tolerated from that perspective. The two things that we look for carefully in patients who are on ibrutinib include atrial fibrillation, which seems to be a risk of about 7%, and it happens in patients who have underlying cardiac risk factors and in older patients. And then the risk of bleeding. It has an antiplatelet effect. So you need to hold the drug if patients are going to have any sort of invasive procedures. And if patients have traumatic injuries, if they fall and hit their head, then you really need to look carefully for subdurals and other, bleeding complications. I think if you educate the patients carefully and they know what to look for, it is a very otherwise well-tolerated drug, and it is very effective, has very high response rates, and we see patients on this drug for years. Resistance can emerge, but at least in my experience, it's been fairly rare that we have seen ibrutinib resistance.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, you were kind of talking about this idea of the upfront therapy of the typical patient, but what about those with 17p? How do you approach first-line treatment and then second-line treatment for them?
So typically for first line, we would use ibrutinib. If you have a patient who cannot get ibrutinib because of a contraindication, AFib or bleeding or for whatever reason, or in the second line, if someone progresses on ibrutinib, we would go to venetoclax, the BCL-2 inhibitor, which is another extremely active drug, very well tolerated with the exception of the risk of tumor lysis. So this is the drug where you need to be extremely cautious in initiating therapy with venetoclax. Fortunately, the guidelines are very clearly written in terms of how to initiate the drug and step up the dose and what monitoring you need to do for tumor lysis.